Well, look who's starting to wake up. You're probably a little groggy, so I guess it'll help bring you back up to speed. It's Jenna. I'm in your American Lit class. I sit second row on the left. Right, you know who I am. I've been trying to get your attention for a crazy long time, but you never even give me the time of day, which is frustrating when most of my teachers and men in general kind of act stupid around me. But you just keep your head down like a teaching robot or something. But yeah, I've been dressing for the win, and you're either not noticing or you're like deeply committed to your job or your wife. I don't know. I wanted to find out though. And that's why I drugged your coffee. And yep, that's why you're tied to a desk chair right now. Oh, you don't need to be nervous. I'm not dangerous or anything, and no one is going to hear us. It's super late. You slept like for a while. But I do want to get to the bottom of something. See, I've been trying to find out if you're into, well, if you like me or whatever. I tried the old-fashioned ways, but you didn't really take the hint. So now we're going to just have to do it the hard way. So, let's just take these off. You're certainly not going to need your pants. Just lift your foot for a second. I mean, we can leave them around your ankles. Not going to make a difference. And let's drop these boxers. Ooh, wow. You have a nice cock. I had a feeling you would. I could just tell by your shoulders and your forearms. They just kind of scream nice cock, even if it's soft right now. So, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to start taking my clothes off. If you stay soft, I will totally apologize and leave you alone. But if you get hard, I'm gonna take that as a sign that you like me and that I did the right thing. So, here goes. Taking the shoes off and this tank top that I wore for you because it totally shows off my tits and makes my nipples rock hard if it drops like 1 degree outside. Do you like my bra? Oh, you do like my bra, don't you? Is that sweat on your forehead? Would it be better if I undid this little clasp? Don't shake your head no when your dick is saying yes. Yeah, let's take this bra off. Uh-oh, look at that vein. Fuck, you're totally swollen. I knew I could get the truth out of you. I'm not even touching you. Well, I kind of already got my answer. But let's see how hard I can get you. Kind of feel guilty wearing this skirt and you're bottomless anyway. Do you like my panties? I couldn't guess if you are a thong guy or if you like boy shorts. Not gonna lie, they're kind of dripping wet right now. Don't believe me? Here you wanna feel. Can I sit on your lap? I mean, do you feel that? How warm my pussy is against your leg? Jesus, look how hard you are. Your head is so fucking swollen. It's like it's going to pop. So, do you want me to give your cock what it's craving? No, you don't? You are crazy persistent. Don't get me wrong, your ethics are kind of sexy, but I'm really enjoying fucking with them. Let's see what your moral code thinks of this. Just gonna pull my panties to the side and guide the lower head of your cock into my tight little. Oh fuck, that feels good. What's the matter? Your whole body, it just went limp. Look at who just caved. Does that feel good? Does it? Do you like when I slowly lower my tight little body on your cock? I bet you don't want me to stop now, but I'm going to anyway. Fuck, it's hard walking away from that dick. But it's time for you to do some thinking, mister. In the meantime, I'm going to take your phone here and take a photo of your cock. I'm guessing this is your first dick pic, right? And now I'm going to text it from your phone to mine. Boom. Now, I don't think you're going to tell anyone about this because, I mean, shit, that would be your job, right? You can't be sending dick pics to your students. Instead, you're going to stay nice and quiet, and you're going to think about how good it felt inside, and how good it would feel to shoot your load deep inside my young pussy. And I will see you next week after school for a little more tutoring. Something tells me we're not going to need the rope next time.